This is a prayer hearing for Edward Gibson, ADC number 81141. Mr. Gibson has waived his right to appear before the board today. Mr. Gibson is appearing for 412B, parole to a consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. Became eligible for these on March 3rd, 2014. Board members present today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, and myself, Gail Rittenhouse. To start the hearing, Mr. Gibson is 61 years old. He's serving a 15-year sentence for the crime of attempted molestation of a child in which dangerous crimes against children were cited. He would be paroling to a consecutive sentence of attempted molestation of a child in which dangerous crimes against children were cited, and that is a 15-year sentence. And I would just note that he has one other 15-year sentence for the same crime, which has expired at this time. These crimes occurred between December 1st, 1988 and November 22nd, 1989, when he was approximately 33 years old. He was convicted by an Alford plea on April 25th, 1990, and sentenced on June 19th, 1990. He did appeal his conviction, and that was affirmed. His conviction was affirmed on July 2nd, 1992. Mr. Gibson has no discipline. This is his ninth hearing before the board on this particular sentence, with previous requests being denied. He has zero letters of support from the family. We have no supporters present in the room today, and there are no victim representatives here today wishing to testify. We did not receive a letter of opposition, as we sometimes do, from the county attorney, but there is no such letter in this case. This case involves a crime of sexual molestation of his stepson and stepdaughter, who were 5 years old and 11 years old at the time. And this involved various sexual acts that included intercourse and forced the other child to watch while the other intercourse was occurring with the other child. And it occurred over a period of time. Mr. Gibson has completed Thinking for a Change, institutional food prep, custodial training, cultural diversity, and a victim impact panel. He has said on a previous occasion that he does not want to be paroled, that he would prefer to just finish his time. He has no interest in returning to the community. Based on everything in this case, I do not see him as a candidate for paroling to a consecutive sentence. I would listen to any input of fellow board members, and seeing no input, I'm going to make a motion then that we deny 412B and absolute discharge for this individual, and that we, based on the date of the crime, that we ask for a 1-year set off. And
second.
That is my motion.
Second, agreed.
Seconded, Mr. Quinones, agreed, Mr. Neal. The type of release type denied is a 412B and 411. The reasons for the denial: serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim. I'm going to check serious bodily injury because they were forced to endure sexual activities with an adult. Multiple victims. I'm going to check victim harassment. I'm not going to check for institutional behavior because his institutional behavior is very good. However, he has not taken any sex offender treatment to address his issues, so I'm going to check lack of programming. Also, poor or no release plan, although this is sentenced to a 412B, he had no family or community support system. There doesn't appear to be a support system for Mr. Gibson. So this concludes his hearing, the hearing for Edward Gibson, ADC number 81141.